British men have been voted the most macho in the world. Is this true? Or can you completely disprove this theory if you're a girl? Hi guys, my dad's been moaning for the last week or so that he cut his fingernails too short.
Well, that is sore, though.
Well, yes, it is sore, but it's not very macho, is it? Hashtag macho on Twitter.
I've got a text here that says, are you sure the macho poll results were for the men? I know what you're saying.
Yeah, Scottish women might be the most macho in the entire world. I think that's true, that is. Shall we go to the phones?
Yes.
Fourth one, hi, who's this?
It's Amy from Pennycook.
Hello, Amy.
My husband absolutely loves fishing, but when he catches an eel on his rod, he actually does a river dance in front of the water. He's absolute. That is not macho at all.
So he likes to fish in, and if he catches a trout or a carp or something, that's all fine.
Fine.
Let's just imagine for a second that he's caught an eel. You be him. Go. What happens?
Oh, Jesus. Absolutely unreal.
Right, so he's a big girl's blouse. He's not macho at all.
Not macho, no.
All right, listen, thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
Yeah, bye.
Fourth one, hi.
I'd like to offer a suggestion of the least macho thing my partner's ever done.
Fabulous. What's your name?
Michelle.
Where are you from, Michelle?
Glenrothes.
From Glenrothes. And what's your partner's name?
Matthew.
And how is he completely non-macho?
The other day he called me through to the kitchen to ask me to get a tray out of the oven because it was too hot for him and he was scared he would get burnt.
Oh my. He hasn't heard of oven gloves then?
Well, no, there was oven gloves there and a tea towel, but it was too hot for him. So it was okay if I got burnt.
Oh, you poor boy!
Oh, does he have soft baby hands or something?
Yeah.
What does he do for a living?
He's a manager at Edinburgh University for climate change.
He works for climate change?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you should know about hot and cold, then,
shouldn't
you?
Yeah, you should.
Michelle, well, did you go and help him? Did you actually do it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
Michelle, good for you. Thanks for phoning.
Thanks.
Scottish men have been voted the most macho in the entire world. We're quite happy about this. But some people have been on the phone this morning to disprove this theory. Let's go to the phones right now. Fourth one, hi.
Hi, my name's Aaron Clancy. I'm here for the macho Scottish man.
Okay. How old are you, Aaron?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And would you say that you're a macho man yourself?
I'd probably say I'm a macho man, but my dad isn't.
Your dad isn't?
No.
Why is your dad not a macho man, but you are, Aaron?
My dad turned down the Hibs game for a ladybug hunting.
Tell us what happened, Aaron.
So my dad was offered a free ticket to go to the Hibs Kilmarnock game.
Yeah? This weekend, tomorrow's game, which is a big game.
Yes.
Yeah?
And he turned it down to go ladybird hunting.
I don't know which one of those two activities would be more fun, to be honest.
More exciting.
Is your dad a Hibs fan, Aaron?
Yes, he is.
Okay, but he also likes the ladybirds too, does he?
Aye.
Where's he doing that about?
He's doing it at East Linton.
East Linton, okay. And what would you rather do tomorrow?
The Hibs game.
Yeah, because you're a macho man, you are, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have a word with your dad. But listen, that's probably the best call that we've had today, so thanks for phoning, all right?
Okay,
bye, mate.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.